Well, hello, hello, and welcome back to the Oil Oracle podcast. I'm your host, Dot Morehouse. I am the Oil Oracle, and I am a wife, a mother, and a wellness witch with doTERRA. And I'm back today, actually, with the training that I was going to do last week, with the podcast episode that I wanted to do last week that I then couldn't do because I lost the post, which I was going to use as my notes. And it's funny because I really love bringing in systems and structures and tools to manage my business. And I have one that I use called the Holistic Health Club that I've literally had for like over a year. And there's still really basic stuff on there that I can't do. And like I'd written a post that was almost finished and then I lost it. And I only literally just today, I was today years old when I found out where all my draft posts in the Holistic Health Club were hiding. And I found a whole bunch, which was great actually to know now where they are. So, you know, just a friendly reminder that you don't have to be absolutely amazing at tech to be able to be really successful in your doTERRA business, because I'm definitely not. I'm forever winging it, but we move. So I want to talk about planning and properly making the most of each week in our month in doTERRA. So this is quite a doTERRA specific episode. If you follow the podcast, I know some people follow the podcast for more sort of general life advice or, you know, oil inspiration. But this is specifically like a doTERRA business type episode. And I'm not sure that it's going to be that useful to people who aren't doing the doTERRA business. But hey, you can always stay and find out. You never know with me where it might end up. I may have notes, but I also will be winging it, as is often the case. So, wow, my chair's really squeaky today, sorry. Okay, so this whole concept came out of a conversation that I had with my upline, Emily and Tim, to do with how we kind of plan and strategize in our business. And I think one of the biggest sort of faux pas that people can make in doTERRA is even if they, you know, we all want to come into this business with a goal and a vision and wanting to make money and not just spend money on oils. And yet, quite often, we forget to treat it like a business. And it becomes more of a hobby that we pick up when we have time. And then, you know, inevitably, there's that kind of saying that gets passed around a lot about entrepreneurship, which is that hobbies cost money and businesses should make you money. And really, this is kind of the underpinning of what I want to talk about today, because so often people come into this business and they're not really treating it like a business. It's more like something that they pick up and put down, or they post about it or talk about it when they feel like it. But if they have a bad week that turns into a bad month, that turns into a bad season, you might forget altogether that they are even in the business. And it's really easy for that to happen as well, because actually, there's no one who's going to ring you up and be like, you absolutely have to do a post today. You know, we are a volunteer sales force. And so at the end of the day, it's up to us to keep ourselves on track and stay motivated. And as a mentor, I very much come from the place of I will match your energy. Because through experience, I know that there have been times when I've really, really been able to see this for somebody else and really kind of poured a lot of energy and time into that, only for them to really lose the vision completely. And when I look back, I often realize that they were really showing me that they weren't that invested in it all along, but I was so committed to my vision for them that I kept pushing even when they were obviously pulling back. And so as a leader now, and what I advise my team to do is really just to meet people where they are. And if someone is not reaching out for check-ins, and if someone's not asking questions in the group chat, yes, by all means, check in with that person. We have a responsibility to take care of them. If they're struggling or if they're just feeling a little lost or overwhelmed, absolutely, we must check in with that. But also, it's not our job to drag people. We need to keep our energy clear so that we can be always in momentum, always bringing in and supporting new people and making sure that we're getting everybody off to a good start and then helping them to be independent as quickly as possible. Within that, I think it comes naturally then to talk about how we schedule our time and our commitments in doTERRA. And there's kind of like a bigger, what do they always say? Like it's a God, now I've forgotten the terminology. It's like a microcosm and a macrocosm. So the macrocosm is like the big, big overarching picture. And that for me is more like the annual and seasonal aspects of our business, which are not really set or controlled by us, but they do set overarching themes for us in our business. So that's like the macrocosm, the overarching picture. And then we have the microcosm, which is us on a day-to-day or week-to-week sort of rhythm in our business. And that's the bit that we do have control over. And something that I really believe in and that I know to be true in my own life is that ultimately our days become our life in miniature. So if we want our business to be a significant part of our income, then it needs to be a significant part of our day or at least our week, because I know not everybody can work full-time in doTERRA. I think sometimes that's a barrier that I come across with people, because I am full-time in doTERRA and I have been since I started. I don't have another job that I do, although I am also a full-time mum. And when I started my business, my kids were still at kindergarten. And so my son was only in kindergarten 3 mornings a week from 8:30 till 12:30, and the rest of the time I had him. And then over time it's built up and my kids have both been in full-time education these past couple of years. But actually, exciting piece of information, I'm actually taking them out of school at the end of this academic year. So I'm recording this in mid-July. My kids finish in about a week, and currently the plan is for them to not go back to school in September. That's a whole separate episode that I'm not going to go into, but I'm extremely grateful for the fact that whilst I am 100% committed to my business and I don't have any other work that I do, I can also manage my time and organize my time in a way that I have the flexibility to be able to do, to be able to put my family first, or to be able to put my children's needs first above and beyond anything else. And that is one of the reasons why I just always think network marketing is such an incredible business model, and it offers a flexibility that no other work can offer. In as much as you get all of this support and all of this mentoring and all of this coaching and personal development and everything else, and you get to do it in a way that works for you, that to me is just absolutely incredible. And I do think it's disruptive, and that's why it has such a bad reputation. Again, that's a whole other conversation. But ultimately, yes, I am full-time in my business. I don't have any other jobs apart from the full-time work of being a very involved, hands-on mum and parent and a wife as well. I'm wanting to have a life outside of my business. And I know at the same time that many people who come into doTERRA, in fact, the vast majority and absolutely by far and away most people in doTERRA, especially when they're first starting, are not coming into this thinking, I'm going to work full-time, 40 hours a week, 5 days on this business. Most people come in to this and grow it alongside an existing career or business or set of other responsibilities until it gets to a tipping point where they're able to pull back and start moving the needle in favor of doTERRA more than their previous source of income. And that's absolutely fine and it's absolutely possible. It's just really important, however you're working your business, whether it's full-time or part-time, that you're making sure you're putting time in your diary every week or every day for the most important things, to make sure that you don't let them slide. Because if you let those little things slide over the course of a week or two or four or eight, then your business is going to slide too. And that's where you get into that kind of difficult territory of it feeling like it's stalling. Maybe you're not making any money. Maybe you feel like you're spending more and not really earning enough to cover it. And that's where it starts to get a bit messy. And so I thought it would be really valuable to go through some of the key points sort of annually, seasonally that come up, as well as then the weekly rhythm through a month that you can follow. You can do this in a big way or a small way, depending on your availability and the main thing is that you kind of keep an eye on where you are in the month. It's a bit like tracking your cycle. You just need to keep a track of where you are, and then that way you know what you need to do in order to stay on track with your goals. Because nobody starts a business. Well, I've never met anyone that started a business just to be like, oh yeah, well, I just thought I'd like, you know, fuck around and find out. Most people have a profound experience with the product and then decide that they can't hold back on sharing that with others. Or they have a profound need themselves that they can see could be fulfilled in doTERRA. And most often that's a financial need initially, but it can also be other needs as well, like, you know, the personal development, the community, other aspects like that. But most people have a really strong reason for why they would start a business. And the reason that that can sometimes get watered down or lost sight of is purely just because we haven't scheduled time to treat this like a business. And then it kind of falls back to the bottom of the list of priorities and becomes more of like a hobby, if I have time kind of thing, rather than a, this is a priority, I'm going to make time. So let's start with the overarching themes of the year or the annual commitments that can come up that we don't actually have control over. So first of all, I know that my team is global. And so just, you know, to start by saying the different markets, these things will fall at different times. But ultimately, every year, there will be some local business summits or events. There will be a local convention in your market. So in the UK, for example, we're part of Europe. We have a European convention, and then we have UK events that are organized by doTERRA Corporate. And that's our kind of rhythm. In other markets, there will be more localized regional events organized by your corporate team, and a local convention that's more like your market in the region, in the world. So there's a European convention, there's an Australian, like an Oceanic convention in Australia, there's a global convention that happens in America, and in other markets too, there will be conventions and corporate-led events. The conventions tend to fall at the same time in each market each year. So the European convention is generally in May, the American convention is generally in September. I'm not completely clear on when the other ones are, but they will always be at a set time. And that's something that we should always be aiming to go to, even though it is probably the single largest investment that you'll make in your business in the year. That itself is such a valuable exercise. I actually have a training that I did for my team that's inside our business training platform on the Holistic Health Club about convention as a marketing exercise. And I might record that as a podcast too, because lots of people found that super valuable, or I might be able to pull the audio actually off my recording. I will try to do that. But convention in itself is something that we should all be having pinned in our calendar every year if we're serious about building our business, because not only is it an amazing chance to feel the energy and the scale of what doTERRA is, but also it's a fantastic marketing opportunity for you to go and show people the scale and the energy and the vibe of what doTERRA is, because it really is something very special. So those we always want to get to. Here in the UK or in Europe, we have another set of regional events called We Share, which stands for West Europe Share events. And you basically you'll be able to find out about all of these through your doTERRA back office or through your account manager if you have one. Or if you're not sure, just always go to your upline and they can help you find it. But you really want to be aiming to get to any of those kind of large scale corporate led events throughout the year. And also you want to be filing your taxes. That's also a non-negotiable annual activity. Once you are earning an income from doTERRA, please make sure that you take responsibility and file your taxes. So yeah, these annual commitments are pretty straightforward. Like I said, we don't set the dates ourselves. So someone else has set the date. We just try to meet them and take part. Now then, seasonally, in every market, every year, you will get three sets of BOGOs, which is buy one, get one free offers. You'll probably get a couple of 150 or 200 PV offers. You'll probably get a summer sale and a Black Friday sale. So these are things, again, that vary market to market. Like in Europe, our BOGOs tend to be February, July, October. And then in between them, we normally have a couple of 200 PV offers, normally around June and December. And then the summer sale is generally in August, and the Black Friday sale is generally in the end of November. So that's the rhythm in Europe. Again, I'm not clear when the BOGOs exactly and the 200 PV offers fall in other markets, but you will generally have three BOGOs and two sets of offers that are like either a 150 or 200 PV offer. And your summer sale will fall in summer in your market, and your Black Friday sale will fall in November, because we're an American company, so we do always tend to do a Black Friday sale. And I think globally, most of us get a 200 PV offer in December as well, so we can kind of know that those are coming. And then the rest of the year is dictated, you know, depending on whether you're Northern Hemisphere or Southern Hemisphere, it will vary what the months are, but it's a seasonal business. So we have spring, summer, autumn, winter as we go through the year. And, you know, being a health and wellness business, those seasons really dictate what our focus is going to be as we move through each of those aspects. So for me, spring always is about a cleanse. I'm always talking about the Cleanse and Restore Kit in the spring. We live in the Northern Hemisphere, so I normally tend to do it around March time, in line with the spring equinox. And that is always, to me, the obvious and best time to do a cleanse, as we're emerging from winter and all of the bitter greens are coming up in nature. And generally speaking, it's, you know, especially in the kind of holistic health world, it's generally agreed upon the consensus that a cleanse is best done in the spring, because that is when the body is naturally in that phase of rejuvenation and letting go. And within that, I also feel like skincare always really comes up at that time, as the seasons change from winter into spring and people are thinking about what kind of skincare they want to use. Then summer, the focus tends to be on obviously sun care for a start, and we have an incredible sun care range and just vitality. The days are long, people are out on the beach or maybe going on holiday, and they want to feel good. They want to feel energized. They want to feel strong. They want to feel fit and healthy in their body. So sun care, travel, you know, natural travel support is one that I focus on a lot in the summer as well. So things like using electrolytes, using Terrazyme, so that you're not getting, you know, congested if you're eating different types of food when you're on holiday, taking Zengest with you, taking peppermint so you can roll it on the back of the ears on a flight so your ears don't pop, taking On Guard with you so you don't get sick from somebody coughing on the plane. You know, all of that kind of stuff is really great for the summer focus. And then as we go from autumn into winter, the focus really zooms into foundational health, preventative healthcare, and immunity. And that is going to be the same in every market. Obviously, north to south hemisphere, when you're doing it, is going to change. But ultimately, that is the flow. And of course, the oils underpin everything that we do in all of those aspects. So yes, we've got the sun care, yes, we've got the vitamins, yes, we've got the cleanse pack and all of those things. But within that, the kind of low tox options that we have through the oils underpin all of it. And I think once we know what that rhythm is in our market, it makes it so much easier to help new people find their footing. Because I know I went through a phase of huge expansion like last year, and a lot of new people joining the team, and things can feel like they're moving really fast. And if you're not exactly grounded in the rhythm of that, I found that it really helped people when we talked it through and said, no, I mean, it's just a seasonal business. I always liken it to a lifestyle magazine. If you get a subscription to a lifestyle magazine and you run it for more than a year, certainly, like, you'll notice it in the second year. By the third year, you'll be like, hang on a minute, this is literally exactly the same as it was last year and the year before, just with, like, you know, if they're talking about colors, they'll like slightly change the color, or they'll slightly change, you know, there'll be like a new superfood that they're focusing on. But ultimately, you know, when you're like, hang on a sec, I could just literally pick up the same magazine from 3 years ago this month and read it and it would still make perfect sense. It's like, yeah, because seasonally, it's the same every year. It's like, you can't reinvent the wheel. It's just the wheel, you know? Here we are. It's exactly the same in doTERRA. So once you can root yourself in what that looks like in your market, I think that that is really helpful. Because also, if you're going to start pushing for rank, or, you know, if you're pushing to sort of solidify power of three or to hit or maintain new ranks, actually knowing when these key points are will really help you with strategizing that. Actually, one thing that I haven't put in my article that I'm using in some of my notes, but I'm just thinking about now as well, is that every year, twice a year, we have something called Diamond Club as well. Now, I know the dates in Europe, and I don't know the dates in other markets, but in Europe, March, April, May, and September, October, November are also Diamond Club. And if Diamond Club is running, and you have someone in your upline who's doing it, you can get that, use their Diamond Club code to create a special link that gives new customers extra free oils with their enrollment order. And so that's another time that we tend to see tremendous growth in our business, in that sort of spring and then the autumn season of Diamond Club, because we have these extra oils that we can offer as incentives that help people to grow. And certainly in Europe, alongside Diamond Club every season now, there's something running called Premier Club, where lower ranks can also get involved and qualify for a really fantastic a kind of bundle of gifts as a congratulations if they hit the requirements for that. So these are also two more anchors in the year that shape our business, and having awareness of them can really, you know, help us strategize and stay on point when we're wanting to reach and stretch and go for new goals. Okay, so these are like the overarching things that we don't have control over. And then what are the microcosm? What are like the small sort of daily / weekly actions or themes that we can be looking at to make sure that we're staying on track in our business? Excuse me. So I'm going to run through the week, run through the month with this sort of idea of like weeks 1 to 4. And obviously week 4 is normally a bit longer than a week because it runs into month end. So week 1, the first week of the month, is kind of like a hard reset. Obviously, all of your numbers in your back office roll back to zero and you get a fresh slate to reimagine your business, your goals, and your, you know, energy and your momentum. So week 1, your main priority is your placements. So placing any new customers and consolidating your requirements for rank and power of 3. So this is like looking back at the previous month and making sure that you've placed all of your customers. If you're not sure what that means, speak to your upline, but placing your customers and making sure that you've got everything in position and that you've checked your requirements for the rank and the power of 3 levels that you're wanting to complete. What's brilliant now is that we've had a change to the compensation plan and they've updated a lot of the tools in the back office, and you can now look in much more detail at last month's information after the month has finished, which is great because you didn't used to be able to do that. So within that, when you consolidate your requirements for rank and power 3, you also want to review your previous month. This is something that is so easy not to do, but it makes a huge difference when you do. So review your month, and you don't have to spend long on it. You can spend like 15 minutes on this, but just look at what worked and what didn't. Like what conversations converted and what didn't. What energy spent gave a good return and what didn't. And then use that to inform the way you plan for the month ahead. And with that in mind, set yourself a goal. You've got to have a goal every month, even if it is just like a case of saying like, I want 2 enrollments and to help one person onto LRP, or I want to hit elite, or I want to hit gold, or whatever your rank. You can have a rank goal, you can have an enrollment goal, you can have a volume goal, you could have an LRP goal, but you have to have something in your mind for your business that you know that you're working towards, because otherwise you will just drift. You have to have a goal, I think. personally. You can use the rank planners in Empowered Success on the doTERRA website. Go into the tools section, go into Empowered Success. There are rank planners, or Google doTERRA rank planner and the rank that you're trying to hit. They are amazing. Again, we don't have to reinvent the wheel here. doTERRA have done it for us. So use the tools that are in there, because it's so, so helpful. So set your goal and use the rank planners. You want to follow up with all of your enrollments from the previous month and offer them their new member consultation. I call it a welcome call. You don't have to call it a wellness consult, but you want to set up that wellness consult or that welcome call for, you know, in the days that follow their order arriving, and you want to make sure that they remember why they bought it. You want to give them some suggestions of how they're going to use their oils every day, and make sure that they have like some ideas and some protocols that they can work on to drive positive change in their life. You can do this using the Live Guide. Again, doTERRA have done it for us. Just search doTERRA Live Guide or look at Empowered Success. You don't have to reinvent the wheel here. You just literally follow through the Live Guide. You can do it as a PDF online and share it on a screen share on Zoom, or if you're going to see someone in person, you can actually order physical copies of this through your account. So that's that. You're going to also, within your planning, so if you're like planning for your rank and you're planning for your goals, you want to confirm and schedule your classes for the rest of the month. Now, you may already have done some of that the previous month, but just make sure you've got something in. You want to have some kind of class or one-to-one in every week to keep you in momentum. And if you are someone who is doing this in a very part-time way around a lot of other commitments, if you could just have one one-to-one conversation every week, that could be transformational in your business. I say this to people all the time. You don't have to go crazy and organize tons of classes. You don't have to, you know, you can, but you don't have to. You don't have to be live on TikTok for 30 hours a week. You could just make sure that you're having at least one solid one-to-one consultation with someone once a week. And that could be enough to drive incredible results and change in your business if you're starting from a place of not having much time and not having really hit your stride in your business. So make sure you've got something scheduled for every week. And then you want to be sharing the product of the month and any offers to your customers and to any social media followings or groups that you have. You might want to consider batch creating some content for the month based around the season or any offers, but just making sure that you're getting out any of those offers and that information to your existing customers and to new people as well. So that's week one. Week one is quite busy, I find, in doTERRA land. Week two, you're a bit more kind of just in the work. You might be hosting some wellness consults. You might want to host a customer connection morning. That could be at your home or in a local cafe, or you could do it like a customer connection on Zoom. You might want to be checking in with your builders, if you have them, to see where they're at, whether they've been able to do their placements, because you have until the 10th, and whether they've got goals and things set for the month, and see if there's anything that you need to do to help them with that. You're going to host a class or a one-to-one, and you might share and show up online. For me, a large part of my business happens online, so I'm sharing up every day. But for sure, you know, that's something that we want to be doing on a regular basis as well, to stay relevant, to stay at the top of our people's mind. Week three, you're now kind of passing the midpoint of the month. This is when you come back to your rank planner and your Power of Three planner, and you check your volume. So you want to check all of the processed LRPs in your business, see where your volume is at, and check what is still scheduled, what's left to come. This is all really good. You can do this on the Power of Three tracker on the website and through your back office. So you want to be checking your LRPs, checking your volume, and really assessing, you know, where you're at that midpoint of the month. You might want to use the rank planner and figure out what volume you still need and add in maybe another class or a one-to-one if you need to. Again, tapping in with your builders if you have them, and continuing to share and show up online, and obviously continuing with your own rhythm of hosting a class or a one-to-one that week. And then week four to kind of month end, that kind of becomes more like a 10-day stretch. This is where it's really important to understand the gap between you and your goal. So you're looking at your rank planner, you're looking at your volume, and really drilling down into what do I need in all different parts of my business in order to hit the goal that I set for myself at the start of the month. And it can at times feel really far, But if it's something that you really want to stretch and reach for, then reach out to your upline or your downline if you have them and see what you can do to create momentum to reach your target. Now, in my experience, the last 2 days of the month, if you're pushing and stretching for something, can be really hectic. So if you know that you're going for something, either to achieve for the first time or maintain a rank that you know is going to make a big difference to you and your family, just speak to the people who matter to you and let them know that's what you're doing. Like, let them know, I'm going to be on my phone a bit in the evenings because I want to be following up with people and having a few more conversations than normal. Or I'm actually going to, I'm not going to sit and watch the series that we've been watching together this week, because actually I'm going to sit down and I want to spend a couple of extra hours working on my business because I'm really close to hitting this goal, or I'm not really close and I want to get closer because I think it's possible. You know, whatever it is, if you don't tell people what you're doing and they just see you sat there like frowning at your phone, it creates bad feeling. You know, it doesn't feel great for your family or your partner or the people you share your life with. And it can create friction, which then makes it harder on you. If you are working on this and they see you working on it in a way where you're approaching it like a business, you're being professional, you're striving, you're coming from a place of, you know, professionality and being inspired and leading, and you say to them, I'm really close to something that I think is going to make a huge difference to us and I just want to keep pushing and going for it. So for the next few days, I'm going to be working a little more than normal. Is that going to be, you know, can I get your support with that? That's going to go down so much better than just sort of ignoring everyone and being like, well, I'm just trying to work. You know, it's having those upfront conversations. And Eric Worre talks about that a lot. You know, just have the honest upfront conversations with people and ask for support rather than waiting for them to be frustrated and asking for understanding. You know, it's much better to go in a proactive way, as always. So that's going to take you right the way through to month end. And I've had many month ends where it's like midnight and I'm on the phone to my upline. And I've had many month ends when I've just been in bed and it hasn't been a thing that I'm stretching for particularly or reaching for. And, you know, both are good. Both are good in equal measure and in very different ways. But, you know, I think it's just the big thing is having that goal, being really honest with yourself about what's working in your business every month, and then not just dropping it out of a lack of organization. Because actually the steps are very simple, but as with, you know, all things in this business, we always say it's simple and it's simple not to do. So it's like it's easy and it's easy not to do it. The business itself is very straightforward. The challenge is overcoming all of the mental chatter and all of the self-sabotage and the limiting beliefs that will have you stop working in your business just for the sake of staying way comfortably uncomfortable where you already are. So I'm going to wrap it up here because it's ended up being actually quite a lot longer than I expected. I didn't think it would go. I thought this was going to be like a 10-minute episode, but there we go. So I'm going to wrap this up. I hope this was super helpful. I'm sure it's something that I'm going to refer people to in the future. So if you're listening to this because I sent you to this as an assignment to listen to, hi, you're now at the end and you can message me and let me know your takeaways and what you have found most helpful about this episode. And if, sorry, my husband's just sent me a WhatsApp that made me laugh. Have you got beef? It's actually because we're cooking nachos for dinner, but there we go. It sounds like, you got beef? Like, am I cross? But no, it's not about that. Anyway, I got distracted. If this was helpful, please screenshot it, put it on your stories, tag me at Dot Morehouse. I would love to know that it reached you and that it helped you. And if you use it as a strategy in your business, please let me know. As I'm putting this out, it's about the middle of July in 2025. And so it's a good time now for you to get your rank tracker and figure out where you're at in terms of your goal and your, you know, and your business, where you are, the gap between you and your goal. And if you do that, let me know how that is for you. And then let me know if you use some of these strategies in order to close out the month, because it would be really cool to hear if you did and how that worked out for you. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I hope you have a beautiful day and I will see you soon.